Dearly beloved, thank you once again for joining us for another episode of the Seven Slot Society podcast, the off-road lifestyle podcast that absolutely no one asked for. I want to start off by saying I apologize. Today is exactly 2 months since we recorded the last podcast. I am sorry. That is absolutely unacceptable. The last podcast being, pulling it up right now, episode 55 with the Bearded Jeeper, recorded on 9-1. Oh, so is it more than that? Yeah. No, it's not. It's 1 month. Why did I think the last one was on September 29th? It hasn't been 2 months. See, I'm already fucking it up. Oh, anyway, it's been way too long, and I apologize. A lot of things have happened since September 1st. Wait, no, it has been 2 months. All of September and now all of October. God, I'm stupid. Yes, see, my brain is not all the way there. So this is basically just going to be a recap episode of what has happened. I am alone in the Trap Queen's office. Shout out Trap Queen. I just had a super long day at work, came home to find out my basement is flooded with 3 inches of water. So I'm trying to put on a brave face. I honestly don't want to podcast right now. I'd rather sit on the couch and watch The Office and drink my Trulies, which I'm still doing. Fat boy's favorite drink. But I felt that I in part owed it to you, and also in part owed it to myself to continue to do this, because all of the other podcasts that I follow are steadily putting out episodes. Props to them. Good on you, boys and girls. I'm doing myself a disservice, first of all, and I'm doing you a disservice, those of you that actually enjoy listening. So I have some notes here. We're going to go over I'm going to try and one-shot this. I really don't want to do a whole lot of editing tomorrow morning. This should drop in the morning, like 5 or 6. Of October 30th. So hopefully you're listening to this on October 30th, by the way, I'll say. So this is episode 56. Like I said, super long day, flooded basement, not in a great mood, but we have a lot to talk about. So the last episode, September 1st, I had a birthday. A few days after that, I turned 31. If you know the joke with 31, that's pretty hilarious. I considered having a birthday party, but with the COVID nonsense, and also I really don't like big groups of people, and I hate birthdays, and I hate a lot of things that encompass birthdays, and that it's a whole thing that I'm not going to get into. But anyway, so I had my 31st birthday. That was pretty dope. Trap Queen made sure that I felt loved. Also, rather recently, as in like the past 8 days, I had my third son, Carlos Lewis Maldonado, has joined the clan. Trap Queen did a great job. I think she pushed like 6 times and he popped out. Super great. So find her on social. Give her congratulations. She's doing terrific. Baby's doing terrific. My first day back at work was today, which is maybe that's why I'm in a bad mood. I'm not sure. But everything is going well with that. I think we spent a total of 4 days in the hospital, I think. I can't exactly remember. It was a long time. I haven't slept on a hotel couch that long in quite some time. So getting along to the part that you probably actually care about. Trail Hero 2020. So I'll give you a little recap rundown of what happened at Trail Hero. As some of you may know, I was asked by PRP Seats. They make suspension seats for the off-roader in you. That was cheesy and definitely not their slogan. They make suspension seats top-notch. said I was going to try and one-shot this, and I am not doing great. They needed someone to do daily content for them. It was about 5 days out at Trail Hero, and I had done that for them in the past at King of the Hammers last year, or no, this year. That was 2020. Hold on. Who dares disturb me? Oh, it's Wix. Never mind. They needed someone to do daily content for them, so Jason, their sales and marketing manager, suggested my name, which was fucking dope, because me and Jason, like, we're friendly and have a friendship, but we're not, like, homies and texting every day. So Kyle Neubauer, the marketing director, sent me a text message. He's like, hey, man, how do you feel about coming out to Sand Hollow, Utah and doing daily content for us like you did at Hammers. And I did that thing where I type and then erase and then type and then erase and then type and erase. So it had the little ellipsis. I think that's what it's called. The three dots back and forth, like I'm typing for probably about 20 minutes before I just responded and was like, yes. And then I sent him a bunch of other texts. I was like, yes, oh my God, fuck yes, of course I will. So a couple weeks later, hopped on an airplane to Ontario. Who is calling me right now? Are you kidding me? It's 6 o'clock. Hello?
Good afternoon. This is a message from Spotsylvania County Public School.
I hate you. That could have been sent in an email. Anywho, I got on an airplane to Ontario, California, which is where Mr. Neubauer was going to be picking me up. By the way, if you haven't been flying during this, I don't even know what to call it, during these times, if you haven't been flying during these times, you are not allowed to walk into the airport without wearing a mask, which I'm fine with, whatever. It's your airport, I'll wear a mask, whatever. But I had like 3 connecting flights. So guess who had a mask on for 9 hours straight? This guy. Uncomfortable, to say the least. Now, I try not to be a complainer and, you know, like, whether or not the science backs up, you know, getting COVID with a mask on or whatever, I wore the mask. That's how the story ended. I wore the mask for 9 hours. It was uncomfortable. It was terrible. Anyway, that really has no bearing. I just want to let you know that I was a participating citizen and wore a mask for 9 hours, and it was terrible. So we get to Ontario. Kyle picks me up. He's like, all right, let's go. We're headed to Utah. Oh, hold on. Let me back up. So I was supposed to have a flight into St. George and out of St. George. Apparently, their fucking airport shut down or whatever. St. George is in Utah. And that was a huge kick in the fucking nuts. That's terrible. That added like so many fucking stops. But Kyle picked me up. Little road trip. I am no stranger to road trips, and if you've been keeping up on any of the Ultra 4 stuff I've been shooting on the East Coast, and also a lot of the events we do, is that bare minimum, 5 hours. Bare minimum to drive anywhere, to go to any event, is 5 hours. Everything in Tennessee, sometimes the stuff in Pennsylvania can be that far, depending on where it is. So we're hunkered down, 5 hours, Ontario to Utah. Let's do it. So we get on the road. Everything is going absolutely terrific. Kyle is one of the very few people that I do not mind being stuck in a vehicle with for multiple hours. Multiple hours. Great conversation. I'm not going to get into any of what we talked about because I just want that to be for me and Kyle. It was a fucking phenomenal road trip, dude. If you listen to this, thank you. I needed that. Like sometimes you just need to sit down and fucking talk about shit. And not even industry or off-road related. Just like life shit. And that really meant a lot to me. So thank you, man. So we're on the road. We're making good time. We stop. Okay. So the things that I have to do while I'm in California, Del Taco and In-N-Out. I have to do them. I don't give a shit what your feelings about those restaurants are. They hold a very special place in my heart. Very sentimental. Everybody's like, you go to Southern California and you want to eat Del Taco? What the fuck is wrong with you? Shut the fuck up. I enjoy Del Taco. It brings me back to a good place. When I was happy and very young and had zero responsibilities, it just brings me back to a happy place and I enjoy it. So fuck off. So we got Del Taco on the way in. I think we had already crossed in out of California. I can't remember. It all kind of blurs together. But we were about an hour away from the rental house, from the PRP party house. And we start running into some traffic. It's a two-lane road. There's two lanes going east, two lanes going west. And we hit a stop. And I was like, fuck. So I pull up the GPS. It's like red, 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 red. And I was like, oh, God damn it. About an hour away, dead stop. Like on the freeway, dead stop. We just got out of the truck. We ended up spending 3 hours sitting on that interstate, just bullshitting, eating snacks, pounding energy drinks just to stay awake. It was frustrating, but at the same time, I was like, why would any trip that I've ever gone on go any different? So I just kind of expected it. But like I said, it was really good just to talk to Kyle and hang out, man. We talked about everything under the sun. It was terrific. Unfortunately, it turns out there was a fatal motorcycle accident like 2 or 3 miles ahead of us, which is what caused that backup. Very sorry to hear. That fucking blows, obviously. But we pressed on, finally made it to Sand Hollow. By the time we were pulling into the neighborhood, I was in full delirium. I don't know if you've ever been to the point of being so tired that you can, like, smell colors or see sounds or something along those lines, non-drug-induced, just absolutely zonked out tired. That was me, because I had been up at 2:30 a.m. East Coast time the day before. We rolled into the house at, I think, 3:30 a.m. Mountain time, I think is what Utah's in. I found my bed. I found my bunk. There was one room that just had like 9 bunks in it. And I just found an open one and crashed. I think I slept for about 3 hours. And then that following morning started day one of my job that I was hired to do there. So I woke up. This is not, now we'll get into the fun stuff. So I woke up to find out that Jared fucking Crawford was on the bunk below me. And that just made me so goddamn happy. Jarrett and I have been internet friends for quite some time now. You probably saw I posted on my personal Facebook about this. Very sentimental, blah, 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 whatnot. But it was really good just to wake up. And I'm like, oh, I know that fucker. And that was nice. I didn't wake him up. But it was good to be able to spend some quality time with my homie. Because the only other time we've met in person was at Hammers, and that was only 2 or 3 times in passing because he was working Baja Designs. He was working their booth. I was working for PRP doing their video stuff, so we really didn't have time to just like sit down and fucking hang out. But over the course of that week, him and I got to sit down, you know, just hang out on the couch, drink beers, talk about shit that, you know, you can't really talk about over text. It just comes up in normal conversation. But that was super terrific. Jarrett, I love you, buddy. I miss you. Hopefully I get to see you at Hammers this year again, and hopefully we get to hang out. But that was terrific, and that also was the morning that I met the boys from Dune and Destroy. They are going to be on the podcast. They're not Jeep guys. They are side-by-side Dune rider guys. And if you didn't know, Sand Hollow Trail Hero was my first time really being around. Side-by-sides, really even riding in a side-by-side. I think I had taken one ride in someone's here in Virginia at some point. I can't remember who it was. And I had almost zero, you know, sand or dune experience. The first real off-road that I had was in 29 Palms. We would just go out in the mountains, and there was a little bit of dunes. We would go bomb and whatnot. But this was my first taste of, like, side-by-side dune stuff. Dune related. So they're called Dune and Destroy. It's John, Kyle, and their homie Shannon. I don't know if Shannon is a co-owner, but they were all there together. Anyway, super fucking rad dudes. I am so fucking excited that I met those guys. I was super nervous at first, and there's me saying super for the 19th time. I was really excited, but I was also very nervous because I didn't know anybody in the house. So the people in the house was Jason, PRP, Kyle, PRP, Austin, PRP, who I had never met, super rad dude, me, Jarrett, Baja Designs, Shannon, Kyle, John, all Dune and Destroy, and then some fucking nerd named Levi Shirley, and this super awesome dude named Corey Nasso. And I think that was it. Yeah, that was all the people in our house. But it was really great to meet the Dune guys, the Dune boys, as I call them. Super rad, gnarly, just California dudes. It was really, really awesome. I know I probably said that and half of you just went, oh, they sound terrible. But they're fucking awesome to hang out with. Immediately swept me up into like their fold of their homies. It was really weird because, you know, there are sometimes I will go to an event or I'll have a job and I just don't feel like a part of it. I just feel like I'm there to work. This felt like I was really part of the family. And that was fucking awesome for me, man. And the other guys, I already talked about Jarrett and talked about the Dune boys. This prima donna, these Ultra 4 drivers, man, I don't know what to tell you. They're prima donnas. I say that in jest and with much love. Levi Shirley and Corey Nasso. Levi Shirley, as I'm sure you know, is a seasoned Ultra 4 driver and probably one of the nicest famous people I've met. And I say famous in air quotes because he's not like famous, and he'll be the first one to tell you that he's not famous, but he's famous in off-road niche and then even more niche down Ultra 4 and racing. So it's like double niche famous. But anyway, I had met him before at a Ultra 4 race through Philip Casper. Shout out Philip Casper, P. Casper Photography on Instagram. Levi is an absolutely great dude. It was a pleasure to actually get to form a friendship with him instead of just a passing, you know, hey dude, what's up? So I have a funny story to tell you, and I will tell you this. It had to be the second day. I think it was the second day. It may have been the first. I don't know. I think it was the second day. So I'm sitting at the kitchen table, FaceTiming with my wife, as a good husband should do. And I was one of the first ones up, I think. And then Levi comes out of his room, and he's like I pause what I'm doing, and I look over and I say, hey, good morning, Levi, what's up? And he looks over at me and says, good morning, Angel, what's up? And I just had a moment. I just had like one of those freeze frame moments in my head where like everything stopped, and I was talking to myself, and I was like, dude, Levi Shirley just said good morning to you. Like, used your name. He said your name. And then, like, it went back to real time. But it was just one of those moments. And I know that people are going to fucking email me and say, hey, you shouldn't fangirl so much. Shut the fuck up. It was a great experience, and it made me happy. That's the type of person that Levi is. He's just a fucking solid dude. He likes people. He treats people with respect. And that means a lot to little guys like me. But anyway, Corey Nasso is one of Levi's friends. He is also his co-driver. He is also the owner of, pause. Yes, I'm going to Facebook right now because I can't remember the name. I know I should have done more research about this. Okay, we are Corey Nasso. Okay, Corey Nasso is the owner of Infinity Fab and Performance, and he lives in Colorado. And he is building a bitchin' side-by-side for him and Corey to race at Hammers. Hopefully at Hammers. Fingers crossed. I know you can do it, boys. He is a phenomenal photographer. He has been Levi's media guy for quite some time. The first time I really got to meet him was Hammers, I think. We were doing... He needed some clips of Levi or something. I can't remember. But that was the first time that we actually met. But I had heard of him prior to that. So he's on my radar of like people to follow. And if you're trying to get into this media stuff or you just like taking photos or doing videos, Corey is definitely one of the ones that you want to follow up and keep tabs on. So those that dynamic duo, always a pleasure to be around. They are just so fucking funny, them two together. Let's see, what else? I got to give a shout out to Mr. Austin Fitzgerald, who has been around the block in, I don't want to say the off-road industry, in the aftermarket industry. Phenomenal photographer. Go check him out. Austin Fitzgerald, he works at PRP Seats now. Great dude, terrific photographer. Jovial lad, a pleasure to be around. So overall, as an overarching thing, Utah was absolutely mind-blowing. And I don't say that with any sort of hyperbole. It was fucking mind-blowing. We drove in the dark. So, obviously couldn't see anything except fucking lights and empty desert, which I love desert at night with moonlight, by the way. It's one of my favorite things in the entire world. But that first morning, we woke up. We had to be up super early. That was a super early start of the day. I went up on the roof. Yes. The PRP house had a roof that you could go on. It was terrific. And I was watching the sun come up. Well, I wasn't watching the sun come up because it was the West Coast. I was watching the light come up from that side. And just watching that scenery unfold as the light was coming over, as the sun was coming up, was just incredible. If you're an East Coast guy like me and you've never been to the West Coast, Utah, Arizona, Nevada, that type area, oh man, you're missing out. You're missing out. You gotta try it at least once. You gotta look at it with your own eyes. The fucking colors in the morning are absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And then to hear all the side-by-sides start up, and there was Levi had his LS Commando, the Sleepster, I think is what he called it. To hear them starting up in the morning while also looking at that magnificent scene in front of me was just, it's one for the books, man. One for the fucking books. Definitely 10 out of 10 would suggest, would recommend. So backing up to the beginning a little bit, I was hired, like I said, to do daily video content. So shoot all day, edit at night, either post at night or post the following morning. I wasn't in charge of the actual posting. I was just in charge of the shooting and editing. Obviously, I was nervous. I get nervous before any job. It could be a job of, I want you to take one photo of anything you want. That's all you need to do. I would still be nervous. So we start shooting. I'm trying to shoot everything and trying to, like, it's difficult. It's, see, I'm tripping over my words here. It's difficult to storyboard in your head and shoot at the same time, but also shoot to edit after you're done shooting. It's just, it's incredibly difficult. And with gear that isn't top of the line, makes it a little bit more difficult, but I think it's also good at the same time because sometimes the gear can handicap me. Like if I had some ridiculous, amazing 6K, 8K camera, I would probably just talk myself in circles and never shoot anything all day. But I was working with a 6D Mark II, which is will output 1080p, which is what the client PRP was requesting the finished product be in. And I am more than capable, of putting out a video in that size in that time frame. So I don't think my computer can handle much more. But it was really fun. It was very challenging, very, very challenging. So like I was saying, to have to shoot for the edit while also storyboarding, while trying to connect everything in your head before you get to the editing phase, it's just, it's difficult, but it definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone. And now I would, if I was chosen to do that event again or an event similar to it, I would have much more confidence in doing it. If you haven't watched any of the videos, please go to PRP Seat's Facebook or Instagram. I think they put it in their Reels or their IGTV. I don't actually know where they posted it. But it should be up there. Take a look at it. I think we did six total because we did five dailies and then we had one oopsie accident with one of the vehicles that required its own video. So overall, amazing, amazing experience. Just being there in Utah and Sand Hollow, it's been bucket list for me. I didn't get to wheel. I didn't get behind a driver's seat or behind a steering wheel at any point, but that's not what I was there for. Still bucket list checked off. I was there. I saw it. I participated. It was absolutely incredible. I want to say thank you to Kyle, PRP, Jason, Austin. Thank you guys for having me out. That was an incredible, incredible experience. Definitely one that I will remember forever. Also, thank you to Jarrett. It was great to see you, buddy. It's always great to see your smiling face. To the Dune Boys, Kyle, John, Shannon, it was phenomenal meeting you guys. Hopefully we get to link up for Veterans Day or something out in Glamis so we can do some more video work for you guys. That would be terrific. And we will have them on the podcast. We will have them on the podcast, I promise. They're fucking hilarious. Also, shout out to Mr. Levi Shirley, Ultra 4 driver extraordinaire, Corey Nasso, fabricator, shop owner, business mogul, photographer, video editor, you name it, that man can do it. Thank you for your help with the clips, the suggestions with the editing. Really means a lot to me. Thank you so much. That's about it. I needed to get a podcast out, like I said at the beginning, for me, for you, if that's what you're into. I wouldn't exactly call this a one-shot, but it's pretty close to a one-shot. There's only going to be a couple things that I'll have to edit out just because I sneezed or I farted super loud or my phone rang or something like that. But before we go, like I said at the beginning, one of the driving reasons for doing this podcast now, after nearly 2 months, is that other people have been putting out phenomenal content. So right now, before you turn this off, I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. I'm about to read off some other podcasts that you need to listen to. You need to listen to them. Mike and Max's Off-Road Podcast, Rigged for Dirt, Built for the East Off-Road, Off-Road Garage Podcast, last but not least, The Talent Tank, which coincidentally just did an interview with Mr. Levi Shirley that you should definitely go listen to. Definitely. So again, dearly beloved, thank you so much for giving me this amount of your time. I appreciate it. I always say I'm going to do more podcasts, but we both know you probably won't get that, and I'm sorry. I feel bad about that. It cuts me deep. But I'm going to go spend time with my family. Please go spend time with your family. I love you guys. Have a terrific night.